You're listening to Phoenix FM. I'm Gareth Williams, and we're at the Latitude Festival this weekend. And right now I've got Ben, the drummer from Superglue, with me. How are you, sir?
I'm very, very good. I've had a fun day so far. Day and a half. It's been good.
Yes. Saturday, it's just turned to Saturday lunchtime. I think a few people are feeling a little bit tired than emotional, I think it's fair to say. Yeah. Good to say. Good first day at the festival?
Yeah, amazing. I had two brilliant things happen. The set with Superglue was amazing, and just the crowd were great. I don't know if you were there, but the kids went mad.
One of the notes I've got about the set was how the crossover appeal that you seem to have, and the fact that there was kids crowd surfing, which I don't think I've ever seen at Latitude, which is amazing.
I know, we're a bit of a different band to be playing here. It's quite airy, fairy, and folky and stuff, and it's just like some rock and some energy, and I just love it. I love playing it. We played here like this stuff. Superglue's fourth time playing here, and just when you can see the crowd and they all start jumping at once, and you can hear them when Ben stops singing on the microphone, they all start singing back. It's really cool. The support is just it's the first like major festival we did. That was in 2015, and yeah, coming back and doing it's really fun. So it was great.
Yeah, you do. I mean, there seems to be a lot of love with Superglue with the festival and everything. But I think the crowd yesterday shows that I think that's returned. And said that kids crowd surfing. I was standing at a couple that were definitely in their 60s at the minimum. Yeah. I mean, what is it about you that you think that does? Because as you say, you're not the typical Latitude band. It's a sort of punky, poppy, and lots of energy. And
I think it's the thing about Superglue is it's really fun. It's not particularly pretentious. And I mean, there's the energy and the, I guess, like the hooks and stuff. People can sing along, but I just think overall people take to it because it's not. We're just being completely ourselves, I guess, and we're just like messing around on stage, and it's fun and it's unpredictable. And I guess there's an excitement, and a lot of stuff you'll see is like, you know, played to a backing track, played to a click, really, really rehearsed. And I'm not saying we're not rehearsed, but. There's like something could go wrong at any minute. Thankfully, it doesn't, but it's exciting the whole way, I guess. I don't know. God knows. People like it, though, so that's good.
Yeah, definitely. I mean, we've had Simmer Down on, has been on the Phoenix A-list for a while
cool.
now.
Thank you.
And so we've been playing that out quite a lot. I've not caught you. I don't think I've caught you at the festival. I might have done when very drunk. Have you played the Alcove previously? Yeah. Then I have seen you before, but I was very drunk, so
everyone
I apologise for that. Yeah. And you're playing the Alcove at 1:10 tonight, aren't you?
Jesus. Yes, we are, yeah. So I guess technically it's playing the Alcove Sunday, the first hour of Sunday morning. So I don't know what I'm going to do with myself all day, because yesterday, not only Superglue played, but I play with my girlfriend Bessie, she played as well, so I played two sets yesterday, which was quite draining physically and emotionally, and now I've kind of got to just, I can't get drunk, the drummer can't get drunk, so I've got just to stay sober until 1 a.m, but that's okay, people do that, most have to be drunk all the time, I guess. I'm just going to kill time.
You sound like you're convincing yourself by saying that. Yeah, I don't need to have a drink.
I would like to have a drink.
I'd steer clear of the frozen cocktails in the alcove, though, because they're deadly. But
oh, really? Yeah. I haven't had any yet. God.
Maybe after your set tonight. What's next for Superglue? I mean, there's been sort of the press attention. You've got a big following. You're sort of playing festivals around the world. I mean, what's the next step then?
What's just happened is we released our Simmer Down came out a few months ago, and we just released a single called Welcome Home, and that's the first single we've released that's not been on a small label called Antigen. This is actually released by a label called Communion, which is a step up. It's part of the Universal Music Group, the music video for it came out on Friday, I think, so it's just started, and we're starting to build up traction. Doing the festivals this summer, and then sometime in the autumn we're going to release our second EP, which is called Fig, which has got Simmer Down, Dreams and Welcome Home on it, and then like 3 or 4 other songs, and just keep pushing forward, I guess. We're going to like start working towards an album. I think there's we've been doing it long enough now, 3 years. I think there's people are hungry for a full length record, and that's what I'd love to do.
Yeah, I certainly agree with that. I mean, Communion's quite a nice label in the fact that they do a lot of label-specific... I mean, there's sort of like a Communion mini-fest in London and that kind of thing.
Yeah,
so
it's called Bush Dog. It's in Shepherd's Bush. They're just really nice people, and it's weird how stuff crosses over. Just one of the... We're at Latitude now, and Mumford & Sons are headlining, and, one of the people that owns it is the singer of Mumford & Sons, who's a bloody nice man called Ben Lovett. It's just good working with them. It's just... Yeah, it's cool.
So obviously you've already said that, obviously because you're playing tonight, that you need to stay sober today. But what are your what else are you going to do at the festival for the rest of the weekend? Because I believe you're staying for the whole weekend.
Yeah. Gosh, we want to see Willie Mason today. We've got some people like. It's really good seeing the big bands, but it's really fun seeing the sort of smaller bands. And there's a rapper called Piers James that is from where we're from, who's playing on the BBC Introducing Stage. I want to see him. We saw a great band on the BBC Introducing Stage called Fishclaw last night. I don't know. I haven't seen any comedy or anything. I'd like to see some comedy. And there's a lot of fun if you go backstage. There's a little boat that goes across the river. So maybe I'll just sit in the back of that and just ask them to drive me around for like 5 hours and I'll have a sleep or something.
Sounds like a fantastic idea.
Yeah.
Ben, thank you very much for your time today, and I hope you enjoy the rest of the festival. And we look forward to hearing the new EP when that comes out.
Thanks a lot. Cheers. Thanks
very much. Cheers.